The Traveler's Journal, March 23rd, exploring South Carolina's freshwater coast. Many travelers have discovered the charms of South Carolina's Atlantic coast, but a stepladder series of five dams along the Palmetto State's northwest border have created another, less salty coastline. In a span of 100 miles north to south, these hydroelectric dams have backed up the Savannah River into more than 3,000 miles of lakeshore. The wide, deep lakes, which regularly give up record-breaking bass and trout, also offer some of the Southeast's best boating, sailing, and water skiing. 10 state parks and 2 large lobes of Sumter National Forest are draped over these Blue Ridge foothills. They provide for endless hiking, camping, and waterfall watching in forests fragrant with rhododendron and mountain laurel. Whitewater thrills can be found on the nearby Chattooga River. Less woodsy charms are available in several of the area's courthouse towns. The entire town of Pendleton is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It's an oasis of yuppie culture, with antique and craft shops, quaint inns, espresso bars, and nouvelle cuisine. The oak-shaded antebellum mansions that line its streets are the homes of professors from nearby Clemson University. 50 miles south, historic Abbeville is the town where both the beginning and the end of the Civil War were declared. Performances are staged year-round in Abbeville's beautifully restored century-old opera house. South Carolina's freshwater coast holds many surprises indeed. You'll find surprises when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.